W2G. From 2 Tango Mobile. Everybody on this band, W2T also mobile.
Yeah, so where are you off to?
Where I'm coming back from. I've been in Florida for 2 weeks.
Florida, yes. Well, my God, I guess it's a little warmer down there. I would hope so. Haven't been terribly bad up here. Of course, I played tennis this morning. But tomorrow morning, it's going to be a little chilly. I don't think we're playing tomorrow.
But I'm just down here on 26 where it's 85 splits also. I'm up and downhill a little bit, but I got most of that. And all, but it wasn't. Hey, we had some 30-degree nights down there, and when I this morning, we woke up this morning. It was like 44 degrees down there where she lives. So we've had some cold weather. In fact, I had to go find me a couple more long sleeve shirts to have enough to so that I could keep warm every day.
44 degrees. Where in the world were you in Florida?
Jacksonville, right there in that area. I wasn't way down in Florida where it stays warm all the time. No, I was in the upper end of Florida.
I had a aunt and uncle that lived down there. My dad's younger brother and his wife lived down there for Fort Lauderdale and for 30 years and they taught at the community college there. My uncle was head of the music department and but anyway, he was really a talented man and a really good man. I really miss him. He passed away last year.
I can relate to things like that, but yeah, my sister's been down there for 20 years since she got out of the service and everything, so and all, but I went down Christmas, New Year's, and we had some 30 degree nights and some very low 40 nights, and in fact I think it got down to 29 one night while I was down there, so you know. And I understand we're supposed to have a chance of all kinds of nasty weather this weekend unless they've changed the forecast since I looked last night.
Good man. Did I have my name mentioned there, Dave? I thought I heard you calling me, N0TR.
Talking about my uncle, TJ. But his name was Thomas Joshua. But, Cole, but anyway, no, your name was not mentioned. Oh, my goodness. You don't think very much of yourself, do you, Tom?
My name was Thomas. Is Thomas also Rusty?
Tom, because you're very low into the, you're very low, your audio is low, and I've got my radio turned up as loud as I can stand it right now, and Tom and Dave is pounding in here, so you need to get a little closer to the microphone there, Tom. Anyway, well, sorry, you know, those things happen, Dave, and it's good that you had time with the family there, and I'll... Oh, I am just now crossing into Spartanburg County as I cross the Ennery River. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, well, they retired up in Arden, North Carolina, and bought a place up there. And so, they've been up there, I don't know, 10, 15 years, I guess. But, or maybe more. I've lost count. But anyway, So we got to see him, several times a year, anywho. And go ahead and pick it up there, Mr. Tom, KB4CBA.
Well, thank you, Dave. Rusty, I called you about 1:30. That's about when you said you'd be in, and that's the first time I called you. But sound like you had a good time. It's not too bad here. It's 52. Feels like 45 because of that 12-mile-an-hour wind out of the northwest. So it's pretty darn chilly. I haven't listened to the weather this afternoon. You know, it constantly changes, but we're kind of on the edge of the icing, so we might not get any. You never know. Go ahead, Rusty.
I'm riding along here. My thermometer on the car says 55 out here. And so I'm sure that's close to where it is. And like I said, I just passed into Spartanburg County when I crossed the Ennery River there, so I'm not, my GPS says I'm not, I'm about 20 minutes from home, so that'll work out too, anyway, so, yeah, I'm headed back to the house, get stuff unloaded, and then I'm going to go find me some lunch. Late lunch, early supper. I may go to the seafood place when they open. Be at the seafood place when they open at 4:00 or 4:30, whatever it is. But yeah, just passing the sign that says "Welcome to Spartanburg County." So I'm getting close. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, well, I am headed to get some blood drawn. It's just regular labs before I see the doctor. So, nothing important. I mean, shouldn't be anything important. Hopefully, I usually get a good report. So, man, I tell you, they're fast about getting the results out. I may get the results today on my app there. It's called MyChart, and it's I tell you, it's a great app, and I get the results before the doctor does.
That too, Dave. It is very handy. Oh shoot! Well, Rusty, we was out tending to the chickens, and our Isobrowns have started to lay. We got 2 eggs from them today, so that's really a treat to get our own eggs again. And then I got 2 or 3 on the other side, one at Bernice. None today, but yesterday. But I give them a good shot of corn and some oats, and then filled their feeders up. And oh, they're starting to do better anyways. This is N0TR. Go ahead, W2T.
W2G Mobile. I really intended, I think I told you I'd be home about 2:30. That's what time I hoped to be home by 2:30. That was I got out there a little early and and I made a couple of stops on the way, so it's going to end up being right around 3:20 when I get home, so. And everything like that, so that's getting things done. And and then I got to get all my radios and antennas connected back up, and then I'm going to try to do something about, I think I may take, instead of making my loop, rewiring my loop, I may build me a super loop and put it up. Find out if I've got enough wire, I could probably use that copper clad steel and make the loop out of that. I'll just have to see. And get a crew to come help me, and we can build me an antenna one Saturday morning. And then I can get that up, because that'll give me better than what I've got right now. So that's a project for over the next month here. W2T Mobile, go ahead, Tom. I mean, Dave.
It's KB4CBA in the group here. Well, I'm headed up the big hill on, I guess this is Edwards Road, I'm not sure what they call it here. It's either Edwards or Haywood. Going up to top of the hill there at Pelham Road and Beacon Hill, that's what they call that. Supposedly the highest point in the city of Greenville. So, but who knows? And let's see, what else was I? I've been tweaking my antenna a little bit too. I think I finally got it where I needed to be, and it seems to be doing a lot better than it was. But anyway, go ahead and pick it up there, Mr. Tom, N0TRKB4CPA.
This is N0TR. David, Edwards Road changes names three times down there, I think. Is that the corner that they just built all those new condominiums and right up on the right side of the road there at the top of the hill?
Yeah, and there's still two corners that are still woods. Now, they have cleared a lot of the trees diagonally across from there. And then, yeah, there's another corner here that's hadn't been developed, and there's a Sphinx station on the other corner. So I'm sure, you know, eventually something else will sprout up here. But, you know, this is a big and busy intersection. I don't know. I just can't see a lot going on here. It's gonna be a mess traffic wise. It already is, but it's just gonna get worse. Tell me. Go ahead, Rusty.
Myself over your way. Of course, my place around my area, it's getting the traffic pattern is getting worse and worse over here on the east, on the west side of Spartanburg where I live and everything. Got all these new apartment complexes going up. Got a new housing development being started. Oh, gosh, I don't know what else we got going. I noticed out on 290 they're clearing another place, and they're building some more apartments out there. And as I saw where they've got a couple of signs up where they're going to build a couple more hotels over there in the 290-85 interchange. So that's going to be fun. Making all that, and there's another business going in out there. So, you know, all areas growing. On the other end of my road, from up the other end of my road, on the Spartanburg side of where it crosses over 26, they've got a new housing development going in there, and because of the all the work they're doing there and all the pipe and everything they're going to put in, I got a feeling it's going to be houses, not apartments. Because they've cleared a whole bunch of land and all the way back over to the interstate. Oh, well, I guess that's progress. All I just want to know is who has all the money to buy all these new houses. Go ahead, Tom, W2T Mobile.
Yeah, Dave, I learned something. I didn't know that was Beacon Hill. I guess you could look down and see the Haywood Mall in it, Maurice, from there, or on the left. If you turn right at that corner and go about two blocks, Clemson Eye is where I go. I got to go there tomorrow. I still got a little bit of an eye infection on my right eye. And see if they can do anything about it. I ran out of antibiotic eye drops. But always good to learn something about the area. Beacon Hill. I'll have to remember that one. I sure like that Clemson Eye place. It's very nice. They got a lot of doctors in there. I just wish you could get in quicker, but it's been the holidays, so I couldn't get in there quicker. They built all those houses there in the last year to 2 years. It's just amazing how fast they put those things up. And I'll bet you they cost a fortune to rent. But at any rate, well, I'm glad you're home, Rusty. And I got to watch out for Amazon. I got a package coming. The neighbor just got three FedEx boxes in. He's rebuilding a pontoon boat to go catfishing in. So he had to put new seats in it and that. Well, I'm glad I'm back inside. Dave, I'll let you take it, and I'll sign off and say 73s to you guys. And Bernice said to tell you hello, Rusty and Dave. And there's been a... We've been trying to figure out who it was, and that was getting into the repeater so bad. And a gentleman come on last night and told KI4DOS who it was, and I was on there too. And he figured it out, and it's I think he said a fire department up in North Carolina or sheriff's department. I don't remember which one. Well, it was fire department, Bernice says. And so now they figured that out. Maybe they can get a hold of them and get that to quit, because it's been real common here, even today. 73's KB4CBA to take it in 0TR. See you guys after a while.
Hey, well, behave yourself if that's possible. I know Bernice, keep that frying pan handy. She needs to use it on you again. And, you know, she can always go out and buy some more if she needs some, one that doesn't have your imprint of your face on it. But, anyway. Oh, my goodness. I guess that's one, but I'll go ahead and say it because I know you are. But, anyway. My car was telling me to slow down. I was getting too close to a car that was turning, I guess, but I didn't. I don't listen to it. I don't pay attention to this thing half the time.
Go ahead and say 73 to both of you, too, and Happy New Year to both of you. And I'll probably talk to you later, Tom. I'm about to get off interstate down here and track through the regular roads to get back to my house and then decide what I'm going to do about supper tonight. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Y'all have a good rest of the afternoon. Dave, behave yourself. And Bernice needs another frying pan to use on Tom. I've got a second cast iron one that needs to be... I'm going to need to take and have it sandblasted and then do a recoat on it to get it back to where I can use it again. So if she wants to borrow it to hit him in the head a couple of times, that'll be all right, too. I don't think it'll put any dents in it. All right, talk to all of you later. W2T clear. 73s, guys.
Steve, have a good one. Glad you're back in town, and look forward to hearing you on the radio again. And, Tom, I guess you're out of there, so I guess I'll clear out. I'm almost at my destination. But anyway, 73s to both of you, KB4CBA.
You wish. That's a two. I'm off and clear. I'm headed upstairs. See you later, Dave, in 0TR.
Oh, I got a two out of that. Man, that's great. I don't know that I've ever scored a two one time. I'm going to have to write that one down.
Me at one for each of us. But, you know, you never know with Tom. 73W2T clear.
So shall you reap in my case. 73's guys, in 0TR clear.